Jacksonville surged with energy when the Jaguars started their first season in 1995. Not even the youngest residents could escape the excitement. After watching 2 years of construction, Jacksonville residents could finally visit the new $134 million stadium downtown. Kareem Murad was 8 during the Jags' first season, and he's never forgotten his first game.
It was in December 95, I think it was against the Browns. It was ice cold. And we had like the nosebleed seats. We were like 400 section. And like, I remember I was like bundled up, park on basically, you know. Our entire family went. We sat through the whole game. I was just like in heaven, you know.
Murad is now 26 and says having the team and city united in excitement solidified him as a fan. He remembers the exhilaration of the young franchise's first playoff season.
The city got like really excited, you know, like that first season. I remember like walking, and we were walking to Publix, and like with my dad, we were shopping, and like, and the Jaguars won their first game that night against the Oilers, and like the whole Publix like erupted in like applause and cheering, stuff like that. And like, I was like, wow, this is amazing, you know?
As one of the largest NFL stadiums in one of the smallest NFL markets, blackout concerns would turn into reality for the Jaguars. The Green Bay Packers also have a small market and large stadium, but unlike the Jaguars, Green Bay is the third oldest franchise in the NFL. The long history of the Packers has allowed being a cheesehead to be passed down generation to generation, a phenomenon that's just now emerging in Jacksonville. Owner Shad Khan says reaching this emerging demographic of young, homegrown fans is critical to the team.
Well, if you look at our North Zone for next year, end zone, I mean, it's geared towards younger audience with the cabanas, the swimming pools, you know, the vibe.
The new scoreboards planned for the North End Zone are the largest of their kind in the world, offering young people the type of technologically forward experience they've become used to in the information age. UNF students who grew up with the Jaguars have proven eager to purchase discounted tickets through what student body president Carlo Fossi says is the first partnership between a university and an NFL team.
Last year at this time, we sold 3,200 UNF student section Jaguars tickets in just over 3 hours. We had students waiting in line for a 10 a.m. sale time around 7 a.m. And people were just like not literally camping out, but you know, metaphorically, just sitting out there waiting so that they could be first in line to receive tickets.
As those students turn into young professionals with more money to spend, they may go from discount tickets to club seats. Many of them are hooked, just like Kareem Murad, who's a few years older and already looking to the future. He says being a Jaguars fan is a family tradition that won't end with him.
In this generation, like the mid-20s, like that excitement is just like going to transfer to the season, and like people are going to bring their daughters who have never been to a game, their sons never been to a game. Their kids are going to be Jaguar fans. My kids are going to be Jaguar fans. Like, I'm going to be a Jaguars fan. I can't wait to have a kid and like raise him to be a Jaguars fan.
Perhaps that will be the generation that regularly sells out Everbank Field. I'm Catherine Byerly, WJCT News.